It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Jody Arrington, who represents the 19th Congressional District of Texas. Great to see you.
Great to see you, Tony, always. Instead of West Texas, you're here in Washington. That's a change, so I'm seeing you a little bit out of context.
Well, sorry about
no,
that.
No, it's good. It's a little slice of West Texas here in our nation's capital, so I feel right at home.
Well, just earlier, well, I guess it was last week now, you could step out, and the skies looked kind of like West Texas for a while, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Well, we've gotten a lot of rain, I think too much, unfortunately, you know. Just doesn't seem to ever be the perfect amount of rain. We dealt with drought. Now we have excessive moisture that we're dealing with. But, last we left Washington last week, and there was a big cloud, but it wasn't a cloud of full of rain. It was full of ash and smoke from the wildfires in Canada, actually. Somebody told me I wasn't supposed to jog out in it, and I did anyway, so I don't know what that says about me.
Well, you might, growing up in West Texas, have quite a bit of dust in your lungs already.
Yeah, I think I'm immune from any particulates in the air, but yeah.
Let's talk about a committee that you serve as chairman of, the new chairman of the Budget Committee. How does budget interact and intersect, if you will, with ag?
Well, you can't have a farm bill without the resources. It's just a piece of paper. You know, you can map out the investment needed in the infrastructure for rural communities, and you can draw up the right safety net to stabilize the ag economy and price risk and weather risk with crop insurance. You can have just the perfect farm bill, but if you don't have the resources, it doesn't work. And in fact, I don't think it's working now because of a lack of resources. We spend too much money. We're deep, deep in debt, $31 trillion. We have the highest debt load we've ever carried as a country, over 120% debt to GDP. The last time we had that level of indebtedness was just after World War II, but that was a world war. We were fighting in two parts of the world. Today, we have relative peace and relative prosperity, and things are just going to get worse when you look at the projections. We actually have a gap of $1.5 trillion in our budget and the funding of the people's government. And that $1.5 trillion, called the deficit, an annual deficit, will be $3 trillion in 10 years. The interest alone, just the interest on the debt, Tony, is over $500 billion today. It'll be $1.5 trillion annually in 10 years. And probably in 2 years, we'll spend more to service the debt than we spend on all of national defense, homeland security, and veterans. Now, that is a problem, and that is a debt crisis that looms over our country. So it's about prioritization, right? We're doing too many things. The federal government was never intended to do this much. We were supposed to focus on a few things and do them well. Food security would be one. But our debt is crowding out investment in defense. We're at decades low if you look at spending on the military per capita or per GDP. But the farm bill is another example. You know, if you can't feed your own people, you're not going to be a secure nation, and you're certainly not going to be the leader of the free world for very long. And so you've got to get the farm bill and our food supply infrastructure right. The safety net doesn't work today because of the input cost. It's because of inflation. We've had drought. We have supply chain problems that are post-COVID that are still not functioning the way they should. But the real issue is input costs have just run away from our producers. So their margin is thin to negative, and the safety net can't kick in even if prices were good, even if they're decent prices. The margin's horrible. So we've got to fix that, and that's going to require resources. That's where my position, being a West Texan and the as the budget chair for the United States House of Representatives, I get to work with G.T. Thompson, our ag chairman, as I met with him a few days ago and said, hey, let's work on figuring out how we can save some money on the in the farm bill on reforms to food stamps, also known as supplemental nutrition, save some money on program integrity in farm programs, by the way. There's waste, fraud, and abuse in those. And let's quit doing this ad hoc disaster spending, which is about 80% of our spend over the last 5 years. We needed it, but Tony, we can't have unbudgeted ad hoc disaster spending. We need to have structural changes, structural enhancements, and the resources to make that safety net work, or we're going to have a lot of farmers out of business, and we're going to have less security and stability in the ag economy.
You mentioned the Farm Bill and G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania. Obviously, that is a must-do here in 2023. Any other hurdles you see on that front?
Well, I talk regularly with Chairman Thompson, and in fact, I did a Zoom call with producers back in West Texas, and he was our special guest and gave everybody an update. He was when he got the gavel, you know, a farm bill process takes a lot of time, and usually it's 2 years of lots of meetings with lots of groups throughout the country. By the time he got the gavel, we were about halfway there, but we were way behind. He has more than made up in terms of engaging the stakeholders. I think he knows exactly what has to be done to make it work for our producers and for rural communities. And I think the debt ceiling deal that included some reform to SNAP with respect to work requirements should take a little pressure off of that process of negotiating with Democrats, between Republicans and Democrats, and between the House and the Senate. Because every year the big rub is reforms to the food stamp program versus the resources needed to make the farm programs a meaningful and responsible safety net. And I think we've made that negotiation. We've dialed it down a lot by dealing with some of the SNAP stuff ahead of time.
So good to see you. I know that it's a busy day. We just talked about your work on the budget committee, but I know you're also a member of the Joint Economic Committee and still on Ways and Means Trade, so maybe we can tee that one up next time.
Yeah, well, free and fair trade, along with a good farm bill, along with reasonable regulations. Thank God the courts overturned Wars of the U.S., is the recipe for prosperity in rural America. So I look forward to talking about the trade opportunities and making USMCA work. A lot to talk about there, but we're fighting the fight. God bless West Texas.
It's the Honorable Jody Arrington. He represents the 19th Congressional District of Texas. Joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.